Well, we talk quite a bit on this program about autism and the struggles that parents with kids that suffer from autism go through. If you saw the 60 Minutes program on Sunday night, there was a fairly confronting story about some parents with a 12-year-old son who's become quite violent as they try to struggle with his autism. And obviously I'm on air on Sunday nights, but I did see some of the footage with the sound turned down. And I've got to say, it was quite confronting. But apparently there's been a backlash over the fact that the parents allowed this footage to be aired. Isn't this the kind of thing we need to see? To talk to us about this, Claire Orange is going to join us. She's the Director of Best Programs for Kids and is with us now. Claire, why? I just can't understand why there would have been an outcry over parents who are clearly crying out for help themselves.
Yes, well, you know, I think there was, it was not just other parents, but it was some autism associations as well who felt that showing a child at their worst was very detrimental to the view that the public has of autism, and that the family really violated the rights of the child by showing him at his worst. And it was very violent and very abusive, but they lived that minute to minute. That is their life.
But isn't that the point? I mean, all of us know the concept of, well, we think we know the concept of what autism is, but until you dig below the surface, it almost is a, I'm not going to say a misnomer, because it is what it is, but most people don't know what parents are actually going through. Isn't this an eye-opener and a good opportunity to show the greater community what some parents do have to deal with?
Oh, look, it's so needed. There's so many aspects of health that are visible, that we can see, you know, physical disability, and then there's so many that become hidden, and these behavioural issues that we see in children, autism and ADHD and any mental health problems, are often quite invisible, and parents can be very cruel to other parents and talk about, well, you know, if you just parented them differently, you know, we tried this special course, and that's very different with a child whose brain is wired to be an autistic brain. You really have to work with that differently. So to see this, other parents and people in other organisations, to see actually what these parents are dealing with on a daily basis, I think it's a wonderful way to grow empathy, awareness, and to find resources and services for these families that they really desperately need.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment, because I'm just thinking from the perspective of some of these autism organisations that were critical of showing this footage. Is it perhaps sending a message out there? Because my understanding from talking to listeners, and there are quite many of them who have children that are on the autism spectrum, because autism is such a wide-ranging condition and almost no two cases are the same, is their criticism perhaps that this is painting a picture of all autistic kids when that's not necessarily the reality in every single household?
Yes, and I can see how that goes. But, you know, we watch a lot of movies with autistic people who are savant, who have particular skills and heightened gifts in very limited areas, and we don't have an outcry about that saying, well, you're labelling every autistic person as a savant.
Yep.
So when we go the other way and we say, actually, they use the word, this is a severely autistic child with cognitive impairment, they set it up. They didn't say this is what every autistic child does, what every autistic, you know, family of an autistic child goes through. They were very careful with their wording. So while it might throw autism into a, you know, one bucket type description, I actually think the interview itself was conducted with very strict guidelines on how they worded it, that this was case by case and that autism is a spectrum disorder and can be diagnosed from a multitude of symptoms and behaviours in particular areas of functioning.
So, Claire, what can we learn out of this?
Well, I think the primary learning for parents out there is sometimes what other parents are going through can be quite unseen. So when we're getting into autism and ADHD, our sort of dopamine pathway disorders in the brain, the behaviours that children are putting out are difficult to deal with. And it doesn't mean that parents are being bad parents, and that as parents, we should support other parents. We should grow our big, you know, empathy button in our hearts and push it more often for other parents. So there's that. And I think there's also this need for community awareness that some families are going to need more support, so that siblings in that family, for example, can grow up and have a relatively normal life. And quite often with families who reach out to respite care for their children, there can be a bit of public shaming of that. And actually, it's much needed. It's a very healthy way to look at, discuss, and grow empathy for families who are in crisis, absolute crisis, around the behavioural needs of their children.
How prevalent is autism in the community?
Well, certainly we've got about the same diagnosis rate as there is throughout the world. We used to not have the same diagnosis rate. We used to have a much lower rate of diagnosis. But now, with the changed profile of autism, certainly a lot more children and a lot more adults are fitting into the category of autism, including some of our eating disorders as well. So we've got about the same diagnosis rate as the rest of the world, and it's not really increasing. It's pretty stable throughout Australia, and you would expect, I'm not 100% sure of the numbers, but it's a relatively big percentage of our population who would be considered to be on the autistic spectrum.
So it's a no-brainer then to try and raise that awareness and reduce the stigma.
Absolutely. To me, to you, to most people, it's a no-brainer, but there are still those diehards who look at that and feel like it's shaming and it's profiling and it's detrimental to the reputation of the child. When, in fact, really what it's doing for most of us is showing just how difficult family life can be for parents and for families supporting a child with significant behavioural and cognitive deficit.
Yeah, sometimes political correctness can sweep real problems under the carpet that we need to see. Claire, so good to speak to you this evening.
Thanks, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
That's Claire Orange, the Director of Best Programs for Kids. Did you see this footage on Sunday night, and did you think it was too confronting for television? Let me know what your thoughts are. 13 27 10.